Hello. Sorry, I'm having terrible problems with my audio, and it was just a mistake. I forgot to switch it over. Live stream's now up. So I recorded 16 minutes of silence. That'll be on the website. The hangout's up if anyone wants to come on and ask a question or I guess even just say hi. You can go ahead and otherwise, I'm going to head out.
Hello, Bonte.
Hi, Tom.
I had you on YouTube, so I got it all.
Oh, good.
I know I went to the website first and it was not there.
I was just fiddling with my audio and then it was late and I didn't have enough time to. Still trying to get the audio working on. I was working, but.
Fiddling with my audio and then. Late.
You have to turn YouTube off if you're joining the Hangout, Tom.
Okay.
You're echoing me there.
Okay. Is that better?
Having terrible problems with my
No, I'm still hearing myself. You've got it playing in the background somewhere.
I think I get rid of that. Sorry. There we are.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay, sorry. Technophobe here.
Yeah, well, let's see. We're all having troubles. So, Tom,
Have.
Simon, Larry, you guys, I don't suppose any of you actually has questions.
I do.
Oh, okay, give me a question.
My question is. This is a long-standing issue for me. I like to follow current events, let's say. And it still has a fair amount of appeal to me. So what happens is it ends up being something I'm mulling over throughout the day. So I think I know the answer to this, but should I, just like any other form of entertainment, I guess, should I just decrease it or eliminate it? What would your observation be on that?
Moderate it. It
Moderate.
depends what your level of commitment is. Obviously, during a meditation course, you would not have any connect con any what is it?
Curiosity.
Any engagement in current events. So, it's a distraction. It's probably not going to hurt your practice, but it's going to, it'll take time out of your practice because you can't really easily be mindful when you're engaging in whatever, when you're studying, when you're watching the news.
Well, mostly it's reading or going on the internet for the most part. So it's the one thing in particular that hasn't fallen away. So I'll just leave it at that, and I'll be mindful of. I've been kind of grappling with it. It just has a certain allure for me, so I'll leave it at that.
Sure, but I wouldn't be too hard on yourself. You take on layers. Are you keeping the five precepts? That's the first thing you have to ask yourself. Once you're keeping the five precepts, you're pretty good to go. I mean, then how much do you want to keep the eight precepts? Do you want to keep them once a week, or do you just want to start reducing things like food and entertainment and sleep.
Entertainment has pretty much fallen away, so I'll stop talking about myself and let somebody else jump in.
No, it's a good question, because it is easy to get caught up in current events, news, people.
Yeah.
My mom's watches a lot of news. It's not like it's an obsession. I mean, it's not hurting her, right, as a person. It just kind of gets in your way.
Thank you.
Anybody else got questions? All right. Anybody got comments? No comments, no questions.
Well, that was an excellent talk.
Oh, thank you.
And it was good for me anyway.
Yep, thank you, Bhante. That was a good talk.
Thanks.
You made me think about food.
Were you salivating over my cheeseburger?
That was a good image.
It's definitely interesting to hear about.
Made it easy to visualize, for sure.
It's funny, once you become a Buddhist, it's really funny watching how your mind works.
Yep.
All the other stuff, all the stuff that we used to think was me, was I, now becomes like your lab study.
Like, yep.
Yeah.
So it's definitely interesting how the practice, it's kind of has layers to it, mm-hmm. as you go along.
Yeah. Certainly does. Okay, well, have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, Bhante.
Good night, Bhante. Thank you.
Be well.